So I'm in the car now with this old white cat, heading to her last trip to the veterinarian. Mal, like the cat noise, is her name. And she's stressed about going to the vet, like always. Maybe it would comfort her if she knew this was the last trip she'd ever have to make. You know, I never really wanted a cat. I was never raised around them. But I ended up marrying a girl who owned her. She really never was my cat. But now she's getting a little ugly these days. Crinkly ear from a hematoma 3 years ago. She's got goobers all over her eyes. But she's been around just long enough, she kind of grows on me. Well, lately she's been suffering a lot. 16 years isn't very old for a cat. But she's lived a hard life. Watching her suffer every day is just breaking my heart. She used to be spry and lively, but now she's kind of coming unglued. Her hair is falling out, teeth falling out, and occasionally these long cries of just unknown pains inside her. So this is the day. Usually she rides in a cage on the way to the vet. Today, my wife is driving, so Mal gets to sit on my lap. I run my fingers through her fur and slowly talk to her. Even though her pain is ending today, I feel like my kind words and my sweet treatment are some kind of betrayal. And a million things are going through my head. Can't we do this tomorrow? And do we have to take her in now? Does today have to be the day she dies? Let's take her back home, you know, a few more days. I just want to maximize how much love she can get. No, that's just too selfish. To let her suffer because I don't feel like I spent enough time being nice to her. It's just not right. So we're in the vet's office now. We're signing some papers, writing a check, and I hold her quivering, skinny little body in my arms for the last time. One last betrayal before I hand her to the vet to sleep for eternity. Then the vet takes her. Goodbye, Mal. Why can't you just live forever?